I'm Paula Gordon with Perspectives for CNN. Musician and political activist Hugh Masekela has used his talent and his trumpet to bring African music to the world. He says that music can be a powerful force for change.
Paul Simon had been a friend of mine for over 11 years then. I was living in Botswana at the time. He found me and said, listen, I just did this record, man. I was just like fascinated by the music. I wrote songs, and we call wrote songs. And I've never been hit so hard by any music. And I have an album here. I don't know if it's going to be a hit, but I think it's going to have some interest. If it does hit, would you come on tour with me? We played to millions of people who had never heard of South Africa. Paul Simon sold 10 million of those records of people who had never heard of South Africa and conscientized them. All of a sudden, after Graceland, every artist had one anti-apartheid song in their album, okay? And then from that wherever they were, whether it was in China, or it just became a fever. And that affected their people, who in turn pressured their governments, you know, to say, you can't be friends with those. And that's the battle that the world fought for us, you know, when they turned their backs against South Africa. When even Bush, the W's father, had to like say, okay. That was like the first time, I think, in the whole world that music had an effect that just rippled up into like the hallways of government to say, well, we really don't want to, but we can't be your friends anymore, you know. And to me, Graceland will always stand as like the hallmark or like the highest milestone of how music really affected the world.
There's more at paulagordon.com. With Perspectives, I'm Paula Gordon for CNN.